Chapter 18. Then all the assembly of the sons of Israel were congregated at Shiloh, and they proceeded to locate the tent of meeting there, as the land was now subdued before them. But there were still left among the sons of Israel those whose inheritance they had not apportioned out, namely, 7 tribes. So Joshua said to the sons of Israel, "How long are you going to be delinquent about going in to take possession of the land that Jehovah the God of your forefathers has given you? Furnish for yourselves 3 men of each tribe, and let me send them out, that they may get up and walk about in the land and map it out in accord with their inheritance, and let them come to me. And they must apportion it among themselves into 7 shares. Judah will keep standing on his territory to the south, and the house of Joseph will keep standing on their territory to the north. As for you people, you will map out the land into 7 shares, and you must bring them here to me, and I must cast lots here for you before Jehovah our God. For the Levites have no share in among you, because the priesthood of Jehovah is their inheritance. And Gad and Reuben and the half-tribe of Manasseh have taken their inheritance on the side of the Jordan toward the east, which Moses the servant of Jehovah has given them." So the men got up that they might go, and Joshua proceeded to command those who were going to map out the land, saying, "Go and walk about in the land, and map it out, and return to me. And here's where I shall draw lots for you before Jehovah in Shiloh." With that the men went and passed through the land and mapped it out by cities in 7 shares in a book. After that they came to Joshua at the camp in Shiloh, and Joshua went drawing lots for them in Shiloh before Jehovah. Thus Joshua there apportioned the land to the sons of Israel in their shares. Then the lot came up of the tribe of the sons of Benjamin by their families, and the territory of their lot went out between the sons of Judah and the sons of Joseph. And their boundary came to be at the northern corner from the Jordan, and the boundary went up to the slope of Jericho on the north, and went up on the mountain westward, and its termination proved to be at the wilderness of Bethaven. And the boundary passed over from there to Luz, at the southern slope of Luz, that is to say, Bethel, and the boundary went down to Ataroth-Adar, upon the mountain that is on the south of lower Beth-horon. And the boundary was marked out and went around at the western side to the south from the mountain that faces Beth-horon to the south, and its termination proved to be at Kiriath-Baal, that is to say, Kiriath-Jearim, a city of the sons of Judah. This is the western side. And the side to the south was from the extremity of Kiriath-Jearim, and the boundary went out westward, and went out to the spring of the waters of Nephtoah. And the boundary went down to the extremity of the mountain that faces the valley of the son of Hinnom, which is in the low plain of Rephaim to the north. And it went down to the valley of Hinnom, to the slope of the Jebusite on the south, and went down to En-Rogel. And it was marked out northward, and went out to En-Shemesh, and went out to Galilath, which is in front of the ascent of Adummim. And it went down to the stone of Bohan, the son of Reuben. And it passed over to the northern slope in front of the Arabah, and went down to the Arabah. And the boundary passed over to the northern slope of Beth-Hogla, and the termination of it, the border, proved to be at the northern bay of the Salt Sea at the southern end of the Jordan. This was the southern boundary. And the Jordan served as its boundary on the eastern side. This was the inheritance of the sons of Benjamin by their families, by its boundaries all around. And the cities of the tribe of the sons of Benjamin by their families proved to be Jericho and Beth-Hogla and Emek-Keziz and Beth-Araba and Zemaraim and Bethel and Avim and Pera and Ophrah and Kephar Ammoni, and Ophni, and Geba, 12 cities and their settlements, Gibeon, and Ramah, and Beeroth, and Mizpah, and Kephira, and Moza, and Rechem, and Erpiel, and Tarala, and Zelah, Ha-Eliph, and Jebusi, that is to say, Jerusalem, Gibeah, and Kiriath, 14 cities and their settlements. This was the inheritance of the sons of Benjamin by their families.